This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show.
It is the Chicago Verse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Haima Black, backstage, I guess, in the green room of the Chicago Made activation at South by Southwest Interactive 2016. I'm here with Jake Trussell and Shannon McGee, both from World Business Chicago. How are you guys doing?
Good. Wrapping up. How about you?
I'm good. I've been interviewing people all day here. It's great. A lot of Chicago makers. Yeah.
Really nice to be in Austin. It was 90 degrees today, but it's cooling off now.
It's awesome right now. It feels really nice. This has been amazing. For anyone who wasn't able to be here, which is unfortunate, this was a great event, and I'm not just saying that. Like, this activation, you guys took a burger space kind of behind the Austin Convention Center, really made it a full activation, meaning, like, there was a lot of Chicago industry, a lot of Chicago talent across tech and culture and all sorts of different industries here, all holding court, meeting with people. There wasn't, like, a panel or, like, live discussion type thing. It was all just, like, all just mingling all day, and the response was huge. There were people here all day. How do you guys feel about this event?
You know, it's been really great. When we were going through ways to elevate Chicago at South by Southwest, you know, one of our goals is to put Chicago on the national stage, show people what Chicago is about, but also offer a place to make connections. And so in thinking through what this looked like, we didn't want a panel. We didn't want a speaking program. We wanted to make it a place where people could network and talk to people. And we elevated different leaders in Chicago, tech leaders, music leaders, and saw a really good turnout and hearing some really good stories about some connections being made and some things in the hopper that we're really excited about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, South by Southwest is an amazing event that has all kinds of speakers, right, and keynotes and panels, and it's really a great learning environment. And like Shannon said, we wanted to create an environment that felt like a place to come and relax, because that's, you know, I think people are, there's so much going on here, right? It's like, and really the thing that one of the interesting things that we've kind of been talking about over the course of the week is how the many of the connections that are made are sort of between the cracks. It's, you know, you might have planned a whole day worth of activities that you're going to go to, and then you meet somebody on the street. That's kind of your biggest connection. And
right.
So in a sense, we're trying to create one of, facilitate this place where those types of connections can happen.
Now, talk about, let's start with what Chicago Made is. This is the third year of Chicago Made as a brand, as a kind of concept, having a presence at South by Southwest. What does Chicago Made mean? What are the goals with this kind of banner, you know, that you guys have?
It's, so, you know, South by Southwest has been a great place for us to kind of incubate this idea, because essentially as Shannon said, it's a place to elevate the profile of Chicago on the global stage as an innovation and creative hub. And the interesting thing about South by Southwest is that you have thought leaders and influencers from all over the world here, really smart people that are coming from really diverse backgrounds. And they're not going to, they don't want to hear, you know, your marketing pitch.
Right.
And so the tack that we've taken is to let's bring the people making cool stuff and talk about the stuff they make.
And showcase Chicago in doing it.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Across music, film, product design, tech startups, whatever the industry may be. And, you know, South By is expanding its reach out into comedy, out into physical products. You know, it's really tentacles are kind of going.
I think they have South by Sports this year.
Yep. So, that's right. Yeah. Fashion. Yep.
EDU. Yeah. I talked to Martin Adkins, who was part of that. And Martin Adkins is one of the makers that was here. So something that's really interesting to me is, how do you guys, when you have this kind of showcase, you know, for a day or even more days at South by Southwest, how do you plan or pick or select the people that are going to be here representing Chicago, kind of being the face of this Chicago Made activation?
Sure. So part of what we do for Chicago Made is we pick people who are nationally recognizable from Chicago. Here so many times, you know, oh, that person's from Chicago. Oh, that person came out of Second City. And so we elevate, we identify these makers, people who live in Chicago, who have built their career in Chicago, and promote them on our website through social as makers. Those are the people that came from Chicago.
Right.
But we also kind of, at a level down, gather a group of ambassadors, folks who have big networks in Chicago, big networks in their industry, but might not be famous. And we empower those as ambassadors to invite their networks to the event to talk about Chicago Made. So if you check out our website today, we had folks from various incubators in Chicago. We had folks who had backgrounds in tech organizing. We had some music folks. We did a networking hour with our sister city of Hamburg, co-hosted by some Chicago businesses. So the Chicago Made brand is really about elevating powerful and successful Chicagoans to kind of, it's the thought of the rising tide raises all ships, to really show and showcase Chicagoans, to tell the story about Chicago, why they chose there, why they're successful there, to draw other people in.
And I think you can see that in the music showcase as well. You know how we've had last two headliners, Chance the Rapper and Vic Mensa, who have, you know, sort of continued to blow up since. But, you know, then you have acts like, you know, like Dos Santos, Anti-Beat Orchestra, who's, like, less well-known, but, you know, an amazing up-and-coming artist. And so that's part of the idea, is to help bring up some of the... And same thing with Interactive, right? We're sort of bringing in some of the smaller startups, and using some of those better well-known folks to help sort of bring up those new people with them, new companies.
And what I think is really exciting is that this conversation doesn't stop and start at South By. You know, there's the Lake Effects Summit and Expo that's kind of on the horizon this spring. There are the Chicago Made panels that DK's produces. Like, there's a lot of opportunities for Chicago talent to connect with, you know, the offices and initiatives that you guys are offering, right?
Right. And, you know, there's a lot of offshoots. And while the primary has been South By Southwest for the past 3 years, you know, it's in our third year now. We have some really good examples of outcomes that come out of this. We have some really good key learnings. And you'll see this group, World Business Chicago, Choose Chicago, and DK's come together in the next few months, 6 months, to think strategically about what Chicago Made is. We want to scale it to be something that's not just South by Southwest.
Right.
To be in other places and to be at home, too. So you'll start to see Chicago Made kind of change and grow. It's kind of when Chicago Made grows up after its third year.
Yeah. So, you know, for anybody who's listening to this or who's seen this kind of really cool conversation and activation happening, you know, they're a Chicago musician, they're a Chicago tech creator, they're a student entrepreneur, they want to start a magazine, any of these kind of things, anyone who's a Chicago creative who wants to make it to this maker status, how can they get in touch with you guys? How can they connect to the energy that Chicago Made and these offices are presenting?
Definitely. So they can reach out to us through the website. www.chicagomade.us.
Not .com, .us.
Not .com, .us.
Yeah.
Chicago Made Us. They can join the conversation on Twitter by using the Chicago Made hashtag. Tell their story to help elevate Chicago's brands. But we're always looking for more companies, more artists to get into the fold. So connect with us through the website. And join a part of the movement.
Right now, I have to say, it's been amazing to, you know, be a part of this conversation with you guys here at South By for a third year in a row. I sincerely can't say thanks enough for having Dynasty Podcast involved, and not just at South By, with Lake Effects, with the panels that DK's does. Like, this has been incredible, and it's really exciting to see all this happening here. Thank you guys, you know, Shannon McGee, Jake Trussell, for taking some time to talk about kind of how this comes together, and thank you again for having the podcast involved.
Thank you so much for the work that you do. We really appreciate all the interviews you do and coming along with us.
No, it's been really cool.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.